So we're now in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, the fourth line. And Rav Shimon Lakish says, "My Dixiv wasn't when the pasuk says V'Yimana Mirashem Oram Uzra Ramat Tishaver, that he will prevent the light from the wicked and will break their outstretched arm. Ma Ayin Shel Rishayim Tluya. Why is the Ayin of the word Rishayim hanging in the air, so you can't see it a bit, and so it's written as if not Rishayim but Rashim." So the Gemara says, "Kevan Shenasa Adam Rash Milmata." When a person is Rush, he has people who hate him in this world. Nasa Rash Milmala. It's a siman. It's a sign. It's an indication that he's also hated up in Shemayim as well. So why is it write the letter I in all? Just write Rashim. Don't write Rishayim. So Yerucham Relazer, Chad me Amar Mipnei Kvado Shel David, Chad Amar Mipnei Kvado Shel Nechemiah Ben Chachalia. That one says because of the honor of David, and Melech one says because of the honor of Nechemiah. Both of these individuals had people who hated them in this world, but still they were beloved in Shemayim, beloved in heaven. So it's not always the case that if people are hated in this world, and they are hated in the world above, up in Shemayim. So the Gemara continues. Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis teach. I mean, the Imrei Tzvi says a person who is hated by many must have committed many sins, and that's why he is hated up in Shemayim. But again, there are exceptions like David HaMelech and Nehemiah. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Menashe HaYashone Chamishim HaChamisha Panim. He would learn 55 ways B'Toras Kodim in Sefer Vayikra Keneged Shnei Malchusov, corresponding to the years of his reign. And every year he would study.
Sorry, I don't understand.
And every year he would study in another way. The Torah in another way. Achav Shmoni Bachamisha. Achav would study it in 85 different ways. Yerubim Ameo Shmolosha, he would study it in 103 different ways. First of all, I just want to point out that Menashe, it couldn't be that he did horrible deeds and still learned Torah. So he reads the Gemara as saying that, not that he, Rashi says he learned it every year. He learned another way of understanding the Torah. So that can't be. How could he be learning the Torah in a way when he was engaging in bad behavior? And he wants to say that in the schus of him learning Sefer Yikra in 55 different ways, so because of that, his reign lasted for 55 years. So he reads the Gemara a little bit differently. The Chidah explains that these individuals, Menashe Varmanachav, studied Torah for arrogance sakes, for Yuara. That's why they're punished, even though they studied Torah. Normally, we say, Mitok Shalishma Balishma. If you study Torah for ulterior motives, then eventually it's better, Olita Lishma. But here it's done for pride. So therefore, it was negative. And perhaps the Gemara is trying to tell us that here they studied Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra was all about spirituality, all about korbanos, all about getting close to Hashem. Maybe they're machadesh in different ways, but they used it to worship Avodah Zarah in the end. They used it for bad purposes. So we see, again, it's a very tragic story about so much potential, unfortunately, being used for bad purposes. Tanya HaRameir Omer, Rameir would say, Avshalom in lechaklom abba, Avshalom will not have a portion in the world to come. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'yakuas Avshalom v'yimisu, that they smote Avshalom and they killed him. So V'yakuhu ba'olam hazeh, v'yimisu lo abba. So what's the double lashon? They killed him in this world, and he was killed also in the next world. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mishu Rabbi Meir Ochaz Vachazia V'chol Malchi Yisrael Shekotzeh Behem B'Yasra Rabbeinu Hashem Lo Chayim V'lo Nidodim. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is the name of Rabbi Meir, that Ochaz and Achaz and all the kings of Israel that said that they did bad in the eyes of Hashem, they don't live in the next world. They're also not judged in Gehenna. They're sort of in this, I guess, in limbo situation. All right, so So why are they in this kind of limbo state? So the Gemara says that the Gemara, the I'm sorry. So the Maharsha points out that there were, by the way, this only mentions Malchi Yisrael, but there were Malchi Yehuda. It says Vayasra ben Hashem. They did bad in the eyes of Hashem, but they weren't as bad. So they're not in this kind of limbo state. Some of the Mefarshim say that they saved people and they fought wars, so that's why that they are this kind of in-between state, and they're not and that they're not that they I'm sorry that the Yad Rama writes that the reason why is because they save people and they tried to save, and they fought many wars on behalf of the Jewish people, and so therefore they're not punished in Gehenna. The Gemara continues and speaks about Pesukim regarding Menashe. That he spilled innocent blood, Menashe. So Hachi Targimo, what did he do? They translate here in Bava. It wasn't mean he spilled innocent blood until he filled Yerushalayim mouth to mouth. This is a strange language. So it says Shaharag Yeshayahu, he killed Yeshayahu. That he was the Yeshayahu was the was his grandfather. Right, because Chizkiyahu married Yeshayahu's daughter, so he killed his grandfather. The idea is Lashna Peh Lepeh, that there's a Gemara in Yevamos that when Menashe wanted to kill Yeshayahu said that that he was or sorry that the Marsha wants to say that he was punished because he killed that Yeshayahu spoke with his mouth against the Bnei Yisrael, that they're misbehaving, and so then he killed them for that. So he killed Peh Lepeh. Another explanation is Gemara says B'marava Amri in Eretz they said Elef Bnei Adam Yom Hori Hori Kulam. That somehow he created this statue that was very heavy, with a weight of 1,000 people, and every day they'd carry, 1,000 people would carry him, this statue, and it would all be killed because it was too heavy. So, Kaman Azal Hadam Marav Rachana Shkul and Shav Shel Tzadik Echad Kenan Kolam Kulo Kaman Damar Yishe Harag. So, like whom is the opinion that says that the Shav of one Tzadik corresponds to the whole world? That's like according to the opinion that says Menashe killed Yeshayahu. That his it's as if he killed as if he because the pasuk says he the whole streets of Yerushalayim were filled with the with death with innocent spilled innocent blood. So, but he only killed one person. So this one person is as if he's spilling the blood of the entire city. The Gemara continues and says, "Ksiv pesel, ksiv psilim." So we're talking about the sins of Malchi Yehuda. By Menashe, it says he placed the pesel, and then it says he placed psilim, many statues. Amram Yochram, b'tchilo parzufach. Initially, he made a statue of one face. At the end, he made four faces for four different sides. Shechina. So from every side, it will the wherever the Shechina is, the Shechina will see the face of the Avodah Zarah and will get angry. So it was like lahachis. He was committing a sin lahachis. Achaz hamido baliyah. So Achaz placed the tzelah the statue in the upper level of the Beis Hamikdash. Shinaris Beis Hamizbechos Asher Alagag Alias Achol. He says a pasuk to support that. And Menashe Mina Behechal. He put it in the temple itself, not in the upper chamber. Shinaris Beisav Espesal Asher Asher Asav Babayis Asher Amar Hashem Al David Oshlovo Beno Babayis David Shalom Asher Bechadim Kol Shifte Yisrael Simas Shmila Olam. He says he placed this pestle of the Asherah in the house itself that Hashem said. And in this house that I chose, I'm going to place my name there. Amon hichdiso lebeis kodesh kadashim. He was even worse. He placed it in the kodesh kadashim. Shinam ki katzara matza mihistarav amasecha tzara kiskanes. So what does this pasuk mean in Shayahu? Was ki katzara hamatza mihistara? So Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, Rabbi Yonasan, ki katzara hamatza zem mihistara alav shnei reim kechad. It's as if the area, the Kodesh Kodashim, is too small from to have two different entities there at once. It's katsar, it's too short from to have both the Shekhinah and the Tzelem there. So we see that's why Yeshua is complaining about what Amon did. That means he put the Tzelem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where God's Shekhinah dwells. The Shekhinah and the Musa parts of the Shekhinah and the image of this face. And the Matzah is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. So that you see that the kings got worse and worse and more, and they got more brazen in their rejection of God and that they bring Avodah Zarah really to challenge God. And the pasuk continues and says, "My v'amasecha tzara." What does it mean that the image was tzara? Amar Shmuel bar Nachman, Rabbi Yonasan, ki hava mate lahaikra. When he would reach this pasuk, when this Rabbi Yonasan, when he reached this pasuk, v'amasecha tzara, the continuation of this pasuk in Yeshaya, that he would cry when he read this pasuk, hava kabachi. Misha kasubu bo konis kane meayam, that the one about whom it is written that he's able to widen the world even in the place of the water, he can make Hashem could, you know, we say it's konis kane meayam, he's able to take this whole world that's full of water and create dry land. Taslo masecha tzara, this avodah zara is going to be like an adversary to it. How can that be? Kadosh Baruch Hu is so powerful. So now in the Kodesh Kodashim, he's going to have a tzara, an adversary, right there, and another idol there. So Achaz bitel savoda. Achaz, another bad thing that he did was that he canceled the avoda. Ve chasam es a Torah, and he sealed the Torah that nobody should occupy themselves with it. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "Tzor teuda chasom Torah b'limudai." Then he canceled the service of the avoda, which testifies that Hashem's Shechina dwells in Yisrael. And Menashe kider es haskaros. Menashe erased the names of Hashem in the Sefer Torah. Baharos es mizbeach. He destroyed the mizbeach. Amon sarf es haTorah. Amon burnt the Torah. Ve'ela shmamis al gam mizbeach. He placed a shmamis. So what's a shmamis on the Mizbeach? Rashi says spider webs. And basically that there was no avoda. When do spider webs develop? When there's no one's there, nothing's going on. So spiders inhabit it. And the Mizbeach wasn't doing anything. That the spiders came about that. Ibn Ezra says shmamis is the name of an animal. And the Yad Ramah says it was an of tame, non-kosher bird. In any case, so Achaz hiter es ha'erva. Achaz permitted arayos. He said not just that people sin, but he said it's totally permitted. It became totally permissible. People were so used to it. Menashe bal achosam. Menashe had a relation with his sister. Amon bal imo. Amon had a relation with his mother. Shnema kihu amon hir ba'ashma. He had a lot of guilt. He committed a lot of engaged in a lot of guilty behavior. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Chadma Shesar v'Satara, Chadma Shabal Imo. There's a debate what this pasuk means. One said that he burnt the Torah. One Amora says that he had relation with his mother. Amr lo Imo, his mother said to him, "Klumi Yeshcha Hanami, Makom Shiotzim Menu." You're getting hana from this, from me. I'm your mother. There's no pleasure for this type of intimacy. Amar lo, he said to her, "Klum ani osa ela hachisus borim. I'm only doing this to anger Hashem. I'm not even doing this for any benefit. I'm doing this in order to anger my Creator." Ki asa Yoyakim Amar. When Yoyakim came, he said, "Kamai lo yadi largozi." The early kings didn't know how to anger God, like me. Klum anu tzrichim el loro. All we need is the right. Behold, everything that we need for Hashem for is for the lights. It's for Hashem for the lights that Hashem brings. So, yesh lanu zahav parvayim. We have a type of gold that's very bright. Shana mishtam shimbo that we're going to use. Yitol oro. Hashem should take his light, and we don't need him anymore. Amrulo. So they said to Yoyakim, "Valo kesef zav shelahu. Don't gold and silver belong to Hashem? Shem right liya kesef liya zav. Nim Hashem tzvakos." Well, let me said back to them, "Kfar nesan alani." No, he gave it to us for Shneur because the pasuk says, "Hashemayim sharem l'Hashem varos nasanim le'odam." The heaven belongs to Hashem, and the land was given to man. Just one more point about this this notion of when Amon had relation with his mother, so. He said, "This is not natural." She said, "It's not natural." The Rav Moshe finds is a tshuva that there's no, there's a heter of yichud with a parent with a child, with a like a father and a daughter. There's no prohibition of yichud, and Rav Moshe finds he writes in Eben Ezer Chelik Dal Siman Samach Dalad that this heter applies even with those people, non-Jews who converted with their children. So halachically, if a non-Jewish family converts, they're not halachically related to each other. But nevertheless, Moshe says that, and he quotes our Gemara in Sanhedrin, this Gemara here, that it's not natural, and there's no natural desire for a biological parent to have relations with the child, and there's no desire at all. So therefore, there's a heter yichud. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he wrote in a mamar that says, even though there's no hana'a, but there was a yetzer hara of Avodah Zarah. There's a yetzer hara. And there's Amon recognized there's a creator, but part of the desire for Avodah Zarah in the time of the first base of Mikdash, the desire, the yetzer hara, was to anger your creator. It wasn't simply a desire, you know, I have a passionate desire to worship Avodah Zarah. There was a desire more than that to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Michtam Eliyahu says that sometimes people care so much about themselves. That's why you rebel against Hashem, because you can't have anyone ruling over you. And this is part of the reason why some of these kings rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu.